Hey y'all, it's me again, Bonnie Violet. I just wanted to take a second and thank my Patreon members. Patreon members are folks who contribute on a monthly basis anywhere from $3 to $150 a month to support the work of a queer chaplain. Big shout out to Victoria Thompson, Jason Brandt, Brandon Stanton, Kim Silva, Brandy McCarg, Randy Sandknot, Bob Kaiser, Joey Huckmeister, Violet Rhiannon, Gabriel, Jonathan, Patrick, and Todd Atkins-Whitley. Thank you so much for your continued contributions. And if you're interested in joining the Patreon, just check the link in the description. Go to patreon.com/BonnieViolet. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Hi there. How's it going? This is Bonnie Violet. I'm sure you can tell that already, but I wanted to get on live and also just like make a video kind of updating people on some changes with me. So the obvious is, yeah, I'm platinum. Changed my hair color to platinum. No, the other thing, half of my face, I woke up, well, a couple of days ago, yesterday, my face paralyzed from the top of my head down to my my chin, and I went to the ER and they said it's Bell's palsy. So that's why I'm wearing like this patch over my eye. I was out a bit today and got it all irritated because the eye doesn't close on its own, so I have to tape it shut and cover it up. Anyway, that's like not all of the gory details that I wanted to tell you, but I'm gonna be on camera a lot, you know, in the next few days. I'm doing a wedding, I'm hosting a bunch of events, and this is going to be just part of it. And so I wanted to just get on there and say, like, I actually am fine. It's pretty severe because of how much of my face that it is. But I did go in really early thanks to the encouragement of good friends, Tony and Lauren and Todd and Miguel. And I went ahead and went to the ER yesterday, even though I didn't want to. And they said they're glad they caught it early because it could be permanent. And they're thinking that it probably won't be permanent, probably just a few weeks and then it'll go away. They put me on some steroids. And some, a pretty strong, like, antiviral, hopefully clear up the virus and then, it should clear up in like 2 to 4 weeks. So it's nothing really like that serious in the sense of I'm not in any pain. Like I said, it's probably just going to go away. It definitely was scary. It's definitely, you know, it's definitely something new for me to get used to for a little while, as I'm on camera and stuff. And so I know I'm going to be very self-conscious about it. And so I kind of feel like I feel better if I just kind of put it out there in the world a little bit. And I had gotten some messages from some people and stuff. And so I just thought I would try to do my best to get it out there a little bit. Again, just so people can kind of know what's up. Just while I'm on here, I mentioned there's a lot of things that I'm blessed to have a lot of work. You know, Pride Month for a lot of us queer folks who are quote unquote gay for pay, so to speak, in the sense that we are able to use our identities to also get some work done, I guess. You know, Pride Month is a busy month for many of us, and myself included. So I'm really excited. I'm going to be preaching for the first time as like the head preacher at a church here in Oakland, which I'm really nervous but excited about. You know, I've never done anything like that. I'm not, you know, I didn't go to seminary, but I think it's a really cool opportunity. And I do think it's, you know, I do think it's a space that I'm meant to be in. And so I'm really excited to get to lean into the challenge to do it, even if half of my face is paralyzed. And yes, Tony says, don't be self-conscious. Once in a lifetime to wear a patch, embrace the accessory. Now I've totally been, you know, I was looking up on line today for eye patches. See if I could get something cool. You know, at a minimum, I'm sure I will, you know, glitter it or stone it or whatever I need to do to make it work with the look, or just for me to feel more comfortable with it. But you know, this is just temporary for me. I know, some people, you know, this is what they get to deal with for forever. So I feel very fortunate that this is something that will probably clear up. Well, that will clear up, you know? And I'm just going to try to make the best of it, that I can. And again, it's not that major. I'm also getting to do, a Dragon Spirituality Forum in Chicago. You know, I'm still doing the weekly, podcast, the recovery podcast with At the CCC, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm getting ready to do this new series, a Dragon Spirituality series. It kicks off with a big conversation, but I'm going to have 12, other conversations, with 12 other artists from all over the US and Canada and potentially the UK. I'm still booking all those, artists and getting things put together. So I didn't mean for this to be like a big plug or whatever, but, it's kind of the people on my Facebook are a mix of family and friends, everyone, of course, that I love. But many folks are interested in the things that I'm doing and participating. And so, you can always go to aqueerchaplain.org. If you want to see what's going on, I'm sure you get more than you'd like through my Facebook posts and instant message or Instagram or YouTube or Twitch or wherever you follow me or connect with me. So like I said, I just wanted to get on here, let you know there's nothing to worry about if you start to see pictures of me or video and you're like, what is going on with her face? again, it's no big deal. It's nothing major. Should go away in a few weeks. I'm really grateful that it's not anything serious. And, you know, it's just a minor annoyance maybe. You know, something I'm just going to do my best to learn from and just keep doing what I do. So much love to you too, Emily. Thanks for sending that. And hi, Elizabeth. I love you too. Thanks for all the hearts and the little care emojis. It really means a lot to me. Yesterday I was scared. Yesterday I was freaking out. Yesterday I was like, oh no, it's time. You know, 24 years with HIV, recovered drug addict. You know, I've had a lot of health issues in the past. So it's really common for me to get like really freaked out when I have to go to an ER or that sort of thing. And so I'm really glad that I was able to be pushed to go by my friends and that it ended up being something very minor. I think I'll just leave it at that. Just wanted to take a moment to just get this out there, I guess. I'll get it off my chest. And so you might see me with a patch on, but you also might see me with it just off. Just my eye doesn't close on its own. And so I think it kind of, I don't know, it was a little freaky, but maybe not. but also like I can get things into it. And so that after a while, it kind of gets a little irritated. So I'll be probably figuring that out bit by bit over the next few weeks. If you have some ideas, hit me up, let me know. But I'll probably be doing, you know, what I do, on shit. take care. I love you all. Not belabor this anymore. But have a great evening. And I look forward to seeing you, through my one eye at some point over the next, 4 to 6 weeks or so. And if you didn't hear, I'm moving to Idaho, July 1st. So if you're in Idaho, be sure to reach out to me. All right. I love you and, take care. Bye-bye. Hey y'all, Bonnie Violet here again. Just wanted to take a second to let you know about Splintered Grace Podcast. Splintered Grace Podcast just completed its fifth season entitled Still Seeking. Splintered Grace is a podcast that I co-host with my aunt, who is a conservative Christian and one of my biggest supporters in my trans identity and just life in general.
While many family members are choosing to no longer speak, we have chosen to sit at the table and engage in difficult conversations to find peace and restoration. Over our 24-year relationship, we have had a lot of ups and downs, and we haven't always really liked each other. We definitely never understood each other, and still some of it we don't, but we love one another so much and so hard and really work hard to show up for one another. And our hope is that by listening to this podcast, others may be able to begin to have peace and restoration in some of their other relationships with family members and or other loved ones. Check it out, Splintered Grace Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts or on YouTube. Take care. Love ya. Bye.